How to stop saying yes when you want to say no. Have you ever found yourself agreeing to take on another project when your plate is already full? Or saying yes to social plans when you desperately need downtime? You're not alone. Many of us fall into the trap of saying yes when our minds, bodies, and schedules are screaming no. This pattern of chronic people-pleasing doesn't just happen by accident, it's often deeply rooted in our psychology, upbringing, and social conditioning. The inability to say no affects people across all walks of life, from entry-level employees to high-powered executives. It crosses gender, cultural, and generational lines, though research suggests women and those raised in collectivist cultures may face additional pressure to prioritize others' needs. Studies have shown that the average person says yes far more often than they should, creating a cycle of overcommitment, resentment, and burnout. This article explores why we struggle to decline requests, the consequences of chronic agreement, and most importantly, practical strategies to help you reclaim your power to say no without guilt, aggression, or damaging relationships. Learning this essential skill isn't selfish, it's an act of self-respect that ultimately benefits everyone in your life. The psychology behind our reluctance to say no. To overcome the yes habit, we must first understand what drives it. The psychological roots of excessive agreement often stem from several powerful factors. Fear of rejection. At our core, humans are social creatures who crave belonging. Saying no can trigger fears that others will dislike us, exclude us, or think less of us. This fear is particularly potent in professional settings where we worry about being labeled not a team player or missing future opportunities. Desire for approval. Many of us were raised to equate helpfulness with worthiness. We learned early that saying yes earned praise, smiles, and validation. This conditioning creates a powerful association between agreement and self-worth that can be difficult to break. Avoidance of conflict. Saying no can lead to uncomfortable conversations, disappointment, or even anger from others. For those with conflict avoidance tendencies, saying yes becomes the path of least resistance, even when it leads to greater personal distress later. Empathy overload. Highly empathetic people often struggle with boundaries because they feel others' needs so acutely. While empathy is valuable, without boundaries it can lead to compassion fatigue and emotional depletion. Imposter syndrome. Those who doubt their worthiness or capabilities may say yes to prove themselves or to avoid revealing what they perceive as inadequacies. This can be particularly true for those in new roles or environments. Understanding these psychological drivers doesn't excuse the behavior, but it does provide a foundation for change. Recognizing which factors influence your own yes pattern is the first step toward developing a healthier relationship with boundaries. The hidden costs of always saying yes. While saying yes might seem like the path to harmony, success, and connection, chronic agreement extracts a steep price, often one we pay silently until the burden becomes unbearable. The consequences of never saying no extend far beyond a crowded calendar. Physical and mental exhaustion. The human body and mind have limits. When we consistently override these boundaries, we invite chronic stress, fatigue, and burnout. Research has linked people-pleasing behavior to increased rates of anxiety, depression, and even physical ailments like headaches and digestive issues. The body keeps score of the yes we should have declined. Resentment and relationship damage. Paradoxically, saying yes to preserve relationships often damages them in the long run. When we agree to things we don't want to do, resentment builds. This negative emotion seeps into interactions, creating distance and inauthenticity. Healthy relationships thrive on honest communication, not reluctant acquiescence. Loss of self-respect and identity. Each time we override our inner voice saying no, we send ourselves a powerful message: my needs matter less than others. Over time, this erodes self-esteem and blurs the boundaries of personal identity. We become so focused on meeting others' expectations that we lose sight of our own values and desires. Decreased quality of work and life. When we spread ourselves too thin, everything suffers. Projects receive less attention, conversations become distracted, and precious moments pass by unappreciated. The quality of both our professional contributions and personal experiences diminishes under the weight of too many commitments. Enablement of unhealthy dynamics. Our inability to say no doesn't just harm us, it can enable others' unhealthy behaviors. Colleagues, friends, or family members who repeatedly overstep bounds are never given the opportunity to develop respect for limitations or self-reliance. The costs of chronic agreement compound over time, creating a vicious cycle that becomes increasingly difficult to break. Yet recognizing these consequences can serve as powerful motivation to change the pattern and reclaim your right to say no. Warning signs: when your yes pattern has gone too far. How do you know if your tendency to say yes has crossed into unhealthy territory? Look for these warning signs that indicate your boundaries need strengthening. Perpetual exhaustion. If you're constantly tired despite adequate sleep, your energy may be depleted from overcommitment. This fatigue is often accompanied by a sense of dread when facing your calendar or to-do list. Resentment toward others. Do you find yourself internally seething when certain people make requests? This resentment often signals boundary violations that have gone unaddressed. When we don't voice our limits, we tend to blame others for not intuitively respecting boundaries we never established. Frequent guilt and anxiety. Feeling guilty about wanting personal time or anxious about how others will react to your needs indicates an unhealthy yes pattern. These emotions suggest you've internalized the belief that your needs are secondary or even selfish. Identity confusion. If you struggle to name your own preferences, desires, or goals because you are so accustomed to accommodating others, your sense of self may be diminishing under the weight of people-pleasing. Physical symptoms of stress, tension headaches, stomach issues, jaw clenching, disrupted sleep, and other physical manifestations often accompany boundary deficits. Your body may be sending signals that your mind is ignoring. Avoidance behaviors, dodging calls, procrastinating on commitments, or ghosting on plans are unhealthy coping mechanisms that develop when we've said yes too often. Rather than declining up front, we avoid follow-through altogether. Loss of joy in activities. When even things you once enjoyed become burdensome obligations, it's a sign that your yes habit has robbed you of the capacity for genuine engagement and pleasure. Recognizing these signs doesn't mean you're failing, it means you're becoming aware of patterns that need changing. This awareness is the catalyst for developing healthier boundaries and reclaiming your right to say no. Building your no muscle, practical strategies for declining requests. Like any skill, saying no effectively requires practice and strategy. Here are practical approaches to help you decline requests with confidence and grace. Start with small, low-stakes refusals. Begin your boundary-setting journey with situations that carry minimal emotional or professional risk. Decline an optional meeting, say no to a movie you're not interested in, or turn down a small favor. These small successes build confidence for more challenging situations. Buy yourself time. When caught off guard by a request, avoid an immediate yes. Instead, respond with, "I need to check my calendar/commitments before I can commit," or "let me think about that and get back to you." This creates space for a considered response rather than a reflexive agreement. Develop go-to phrases. Prepare and practice specific phrases that feel authentic to you. Some examples include, "I appreciate you thinking of me, but I can't take that on right now. That sounds interesting, but it doesn't fit with my current priorities. I need to decline, as my schedule is already at capacity. I've learned I need to say no to projects like this to honor my existing commitments." Be clear and direct. Ambiguous responses like "I'm not sure" or "maybe another time" can create confusion and may be interpreted as eventual agreement. Clear, direct communication shows respect for both yourself and the other person's time. A firm but kind no is better than a reluctant, half-hearted yes. Use the sandwich approach. When declining a request from someone important to you, sandwich your refusal between appreciation and an alternative. "I'm honored you thought of me for this project appreciation. I don't have the bandwidth to commit to it right now" refusal. "Have you considered asking Robin, who has expertise in this area?" Alternative. Separate the request from the relationship. Remind yourself that declining a specific request is not rejecting the person. Most reasonable people understand the difference between "I can't do this" and "I don't value you." Recognize that a no can be temporary. Sometimes the issue isn't the request itself but the timing. You can decline for now while leaving the door open. "I can't commit to that project this quarter, but I'd be open to discussing involvement after my current deadlines have passed." Remember, assertiveness exists on a spectrum between passivity and aggression. The goal isn't to become someone who never helps others or rigidly refuses all requests. It's to make conscious choices about where to invest your time and energy rather than defaulting to automatic agreement. Overcoming the guilt, psychological strategies for boundary setting. For many people, the hardest part of saying no isn't the actual refusal, it's managing the feelings of guilt that follow. This guilt can be so uncomfortable that we'd rather say yes and suffer the consequences than endure these difficult emotions. Here's how to address the psychological aspects of saying no. Reframe your thinking. Instead of viewing a no as selfish or unkind, recognize it as an act of honesty and integrity. By declining what you cannot do wholeheartedly, you're preventing disappointment, resentment, and poor execution down the line. Challenge your assumptions. Many of us catastrophize the consequences of saying no. We imagine rejected requests will lead to damaged relationships, missed opportunities, or negative judgments. In reality, most reasonable people respect clear boundaries, and many even admire the confidence it takes to establish them. Recognize the false economy of yes. Saying yes to avoid short-term discomfort often creates far greater long-term distress. The momentary guilt of declining a request pales in comparison to the sustained stress of overcommitment and resentment. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries without guilt requires treating yourself with the same kindness you extend to others. Would you expect a friend with a full plate to take on additional burdens? Likely not. Apply that same understanding to yourself. Validate your own experience, your limitations, whether related to time, energy, expertise, or interest, are valid. You don't need elaborate justifications or exceptional circumstances to decline a request. This doesn't work for me is reason enough. Distinguish between guilt and responsibility. Guilt implies wrongdoing. Setting boundaries isn't wrong, it's healthy. When that guilty feeling arises, relabel it as the discomfort of growth or the natural adjustment period of changing established patterns. Focus on what you're saying yes to. Every no is also a yes to something else, whether that's existing commitments, needed rest, quality time with loved ones, or personal priorities. Keeping this perspective helps balance the emotional equation. With practice, the guilt associated with saying no gradually diminishes. As you experience the benefits of healthier boundaries, increased energy, improved performance, more authentic relationships, your confidence in your right to say no will grow stronger. Scripts for saying no, the right words for different situations. Having ready-to-use language for different scenarios can make saying no much easier. Here are tailored scripts for common situations where declining gracefully is necessary. For work requests beyond your capacity. I appreciate your confidence in me, but my current workload doesn't allow me to give this project the attention it deserves. I need to decline to ensure I can deliver quality work on my existing commitments. When asked to volunteer for something you're not interested in. Thank you for thinking of me. I'm focusing my volunteer efforts on causes aligned with your priority area right now, so I'll have to pass on this opportunity. I hope you find someone who can bring the enthusiasm this deserves. For social invitations when you need downtime. I really appreciate the invitation. I've been feeling the need to recharge lately, so I'm going to take some quiet time this weekend. I'd love to connect another time when I can be more present. When someone asks for free professional advice. I'm flattered you value my expertise. This actually falls under the services I provide professionally. I'd be happy to schedule a consultation if you are interested in working together formally. For requests from family members that cross boundaries. I know this is important to you, and I care about our relationship. However, I'm not comfortable with specific request. What I can offer instead is alternative, if applicable. When asked to take on additional responsibility without compensation. I'm interested in growing my role. But taking on these additional responsibilities represents a significant expansion of my current position. I'd like to discuss how this change would be reflected in my title and compensation. For persistent requests after you've already declined. I understand this is important to you, and I've given it careful thought. As I mentioned before, I need to decline. I hope you can respect my decision on this. When you need to back out of a previous commitment. I committed to this before realizing the full scope of my other obligations. I recognize that changing course impacts you, and I apologize for that. I need to step back from this commitment at this point. Is there something I can do to help with the transition? Remember that tone and body language significantly impact how your words are received. Deliver your no with calm confidence rather than defensiveness or excessive apologizing. With practice, these scripts become more natural and can be adapted to your personal style. Building confidence in your boundaries. Consistently saying no requires more than techniques, it demands genuine confidence in your right to have boundaries. Here's how to strengthen your boundary setting muscles. Know your values and priorities. When you're clear about what matters most to you, decisions about where to invest your time and energy become easier. Regularly reflect on your core values and current life priorities so you can quickly assess whether a request aligns with them. Recognize your patterns and triggers. Be aware of the specific circumstances that typically lead you to say yes against your better judgment. Is it particular people? Certain types of requests? Understanding your vulnerability points helps you prepare for them. Create a boundary board of directors. Identify a few trusted people in your life who model healthy boundaries. When you're uncertain about a situation, ask yourself, what would they do? Or actually consult them for perspective. Track your successes. Keep a record of times you successfully maintained a boundary and what resulted. Did the world collapse? Were there unexpected benefits? This evidence helps counter catastrophic thinking about the consequences of saying no. Practice self-advocacy in low-risk situations, build your confidence by expressing preferences in small, everyday decisions, choosing restaurants, sharing honest opinions about movies, or stating needs in safe relationships. These small acts of authenticity build the foundation for bigger boundary assertions. Develop a grounding practice. Before responding to requests, take a moment to center yourself. This might be as simple as taking 3 deep breaths or asking yourself, "What do I really want in this situation?" This pause prevents reactive agreement. Celebrate progress, not perfection. Learning to speak up when you typically stay quiet is a journey, not a destination. Acknowledge your growth when you maintain a boundary, even if you don't do it perfectly. Each attempt builds your capacity. As your confidence grows, you'll notice that saying no becomes less emotionally charged and more matter of fact. What once required courage and careful scripting gradually becomes a natural expression of self-respect. Maintaining relationships while setting boundaries. A common fear about saying no is that it will damage relationships or make you seem uncooperative. However, with the right approach, clear boundaries can actually strengthen connections by fostering authenticity and mutual respect. Here's how to maintain healthy relationships while honoring your limits. Lead with empathy, acknowledge the other person's needs or feelings before declining their request. This demonstrates that you've considered their perspective even if you can't accommodate it. Simple phrases like "I understand this is important to you" or "I can see you're in a tough spot" show empathy. Explain briefly without over-justifying. A concise explanation for your no can help the other person understand your position, but avoid elaborate excuses or defensive justifications. Your boundaries don't require an airtight legal case to be valid. Separate the request from the relationship, explicitly distinguish between the specific request and your overall connection. Statements like "I value our friendship and want to be honest with you" or "I'm committed to our team's success, which is why I need to be realistic about what I can take on" reinforce the relationship while maintaining your boundary. Offer alternatives when possible, if appropriate, suggest other solutions. This might include referring them to someone else, proposing a modified version of the request, or suggesting a different timeline. This demonstrates goodwill and problem-solving orientation. Be consistent, maintaining clear, consistent boundaries actually makes you more predictable and easier to work with. When people know they'll get an honest answer from you whether yes or no, they develop greater trust in your word. Choose your approach based on the relationship. The way you handle potential conflict should reflect the nature and value of the relationship. A brief, direct no may be appropriate for casual acquaintances, while more important relationships might warrant a thoughtful conversation. Recognize when boundaries signal deeper issues. If someone consistently reacts negatively to your reasonable boundaries, this may indicate an unhealthy dynamic that needs addressing beyond the specific request. In some cases, relationship patterns may need renegotiation or reconsideration. Remember that truly healthy relationships thrive on authenticity and mutual respect for boundaries. People who value you for who you truly are rather than what you can do for them will adjust to your clearer limits, even if there's some initial adjustment. The freedom of no, the transformative benefits of boundary setting. While learning to say no requires effort and courage, the rewards are profound and far-reaching. As you strengthen your boundary setting skills, you'll begin to experience transformative benefits across all areas of life. Renewed energy and reduced burnout. When you stop overcommitting, you create space to recharge. Many people discover that their chronic exhaustion wasn't inevitable but was directly related to boundary deficits. With appropriate limits, energy naturally regenerates. Higher quality work and contributions. By focusing your time and attention on fewer commitments, the quality of your work improves dramatically. Saying no to what doesn't align with your strengths or priorities allows you to say yes to what truly deserves your expertise. More authentic relationships. As you practice honesty about your limitations and needs, your relationships naturally become more genuine. People respond to the real you, not the accommodating facade that says yes to everything. This authenticity attracts connections based on mutual respect rather than utility. Increased self-respect and confidence. Each time you honor your own boundaries, you send yourself a powerful message: my needs matter. This accumulated self-respect builds confidence that extends beyond boundary setting into all areas of life. Greater respect from others. Contrary to what many people pleasers fear, clear boundaries typically increase others' respect for you. When you communicate your limits with confidence and consistency, people learn to value your time and energy rather than taking it for granted. Improved decision-making. the practice of pausing before commitment strengthens your ability to make conscious choices rather than reactive decisions. This discernment benefits everything from daily priorities to major life directions. Enhanced leadership capacity. Great leaders know they can't do everything, and they model healthy boundaries for their teams. As you develop this skill, your leadership effectiveness grows, whether you formally manage others or simply influence through example. These benefits compound over time, creating a virtuous cycle where each successfully maintained boundary reinforces your commitment to continued growth in this area. Conclusion. Learning to say no when you want to say no is ultimately about authenticity and alignment. It's about ensuring that your external commitments reflect your internal values and capacity. This journey requires patience, practice, and self-compassion, but the destination, a life where your yes and no's are consciously chosen rather than reflexively given, is worth the effort. Remember that saying no isn't about becoming selfish or isolated. It's about creating the space and energy to say yes wholeheartedly to what truly matters to you. When you decline what doesn't align with your priorities and values, you free yourself to fully engage with what does. Start where you are. Practice with small boundaries before tackling the most challenging situations. Celebrate your progress. Learn from setbacks. And perhaps most importantly, surround yourself with people who respect your right to have limits. They are the ones who truly deserve your yes. Your time, energy, and attention are among your most precious resources. By learning to protect them with clear, kind boundaries, you honor not only yourself but also those who receive your fully present, authentic, and willing yes.